This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On this 18th day of Jumad al-Ula 1447, we commence with the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 16,000 rand. The Mahar of Fatim is 42,000 rand. The minimum Mahar for those following the Hanafi Mazhab is 800 rand. And for the Maliki is 250 rand. The Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, there is no minimum amount for the Mahar. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listener, Markaz Sahib, online voice of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand, as well as on Radio Al Ansar. Well, if you're within the boundaries of South Africa, do remember for your questions via WhatsApp, the number is 084-786-3132. If you're out of South Africa, it's +27 84 786 3132. Both the subs email is akhussain@gmail.com. The Twitter is @akhussain. The website, muftiakhussain.net, madkasahaba.com, as well as daruliman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity to welcome esteemed Mufti Sahib, the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners that have tuned into this afternoon's Q&A program, brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan for joining us this afternoon.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum hafiz wadi. And jazakallahu khairan to all our technicians. They in Durban, we have Dawood Monli, and then we have Bai Bilal, and then we have Yusuf Asmal, mashallah, of the Sirius FM team. And thereafter we have Boniface here. So thank you very much to Boniface, and the rest we already said, Jazakallahu khairan. So let us start with all the news, views, interviews from Palestine and other parts of the world. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They have written here on the Haaretz newspaper in red, ending a painful chapter for Israel. How the return of Hadar Golden's body pushes the Gaza ceasefire deal forward. Now this Harami Hadar Golden, he was taken captive before that October 7, 2023. Ex-top IDF lawyer hospitalized after a suspected self-harm attempt while under house arrest. So that is the lady, you know, that she spilled the beans of the Sidi Tamim torture and rape and all that. It's something systematic among the Jutlas. They swines, they pigs, they monkeys and donkeys, and they are dogs. All these words in the use for them in the Noble Quran. One killed by Israeli drone strike in southern Lebanon, local reports say. Settlers raid Palestinian village in West Bank, set structures on fire. I sent it out just now before Zohar Salat. How much harm they have caused, and all that the West just turns a blind eye. They are the biggest terrorists on earth, Israelis and Americans and the others, remember that. And not from now, they started their terrorism in 1946-47, 40 years before Hamas were established. Hamas was established by our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, Allah granting the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus in 1987. And these haramis started already in 46-47 massacring our Palestinians and killing them and so forth and so on. IDF, Red Cross on its way to southern Gaza to receive hostage coffin. So another Jutla is given back. The agreement is this, for every body, every hostage, dead hostage, let's call them dead, they give to the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists, then the Zionists give them 15 Palestinians. Like how when they made the deal of the 20 live hostages, so then they gave them 2,000. We give you one, you must give us 100. So that's how they made the deal. So Itay Chen, IDF soldier killed on October 7, held in Gaza, is laid to rest in Israel and then gone to hell. Alhamdulillah, no sympathy, no empathy for him. The good riddance, you harami. The Knesset is everything I fought against. It can't be fixed from within. It's a cursed society. The remains of Jewish-owned chocolate factory destroyed by Nazis found in Warsaw. You see, very good. If they destroyed it, very good. Analysis. It wasn't only Mamdani's anti-Zionism that led to his historic victory in New York. Let me comment a bit on this. If you study everything now, the dust has settled. From 1st of January, that he, Zohran Mamdani, will be the mayor of New York, the largest city in America, the financial capital of the world, and APEC and all these Jutlas and Zionists, they lost millions and millions and millions of dollars, 40, 50 million in there, what they used against him, and billions they will lose, remember that. So therefore, some of them are packing up already and leaving, so we say food sack. If you don't understand food sack, it means that how you and a dog is chasing you or a puppy, you say food sack. So you must remember, we say go to hell. That's what we will say. Second one is, it was a remarkable victory for him. Because why? He's only 34 years old, born in Kampala, schooled in Cape Town for 1-2 years, then went to the States. His father is a very rich person, an academic, lectured in Cape Town in a university. Mother is a filmmaker, film artist, as they say, a Hindu lady. So from there alone, you can understand this hardly in Islam. And he says that he's a Shia. You understood? In his interview with Mahdi Hassan, both of them admitted they are Shias. So they say Shia Muslim, we say Shia Kuffar. Out of the fold of Islam, how can a person be a Muslim when they are swearing, cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, Abu Sufyan, radiyallahu anhu majma'in, hamara kaam to namus sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. Our function and duty is to protect and defend the honor and dignity of every sahabi and companion and student of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore we say, whether it's Khomeini, la'natullah alayhi, or any other Shia who holds this type of belief, definitely out of the fold of Islam. You must just ask them one thing. You must ask them, O Khomeini, la'anatullah alayhi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we must curse the Shias. How? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see those people who are cursing, swearing, castigating my Sahaba, my companions, then you Muslim say, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you have perpetrated. Khomeini, la'natullah alayhi, in his book, Tawdihul Masail, which I have about 10 books, I think, 8-10 books of Khomeini in my library. So when I went there to Iran 2013, some they gave me and some I bought and so forth. Anyway, he writes there, Khomeini, la'natullah alayhi, in Tawdihul Masail, that you can make mut'ah prostitution for 1 hour also. Now see, in Tehran, the capital, there is hardly any water there. No rain, you see. And they're already having water restrictions. And they say in 2 weeks' time, if there's no water, they might have to evacuate people from certain areas and so forth. Now, if you analyze this, what Quran says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that when calamities befall you, is because of your own deeds and own actions. You are the ones, you haramis in Tehran, you don't allow one Sunni masjid. Any Shia or Shia sympathizer tells you, they have a proper masjid. For us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they're lying, making propaganda. Second one, you swear the Sahaba daily in your du'as and so forth, so-called du'as and so forth. Third one, that you are the one who practice muta daily. And they like backdoor business. Kafir Shias, they like backdoor business. You bonfish, you understanding what is backdoor business? Backdoor business means they go to their wife in the back passage also. You must remember that they sodomize their wives. And they say all that is permissible. Everything, I read the whole thing. I have the book, Al-Fiqh al-Madhaib al-Khamsa. So Hanafi, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, then they got Ja'fari. Hazrat Ja'far Sadiq, rahimahullah, 100% is a Sunni. You must remember, they just use his name to gain credibility. So you read from Kitabul Tahara to Kitabul Miras. You read from the chapter of cleanliness, wudu, ablution, ghusl, and taking a bath in Jordan. Write till the chapter of inheritance and see, I haven't found, you understand, one full chapter that way we can agree with the Shias. Everywhere we have differences with them. When I used to teach there at Alum Newcastle, so obviously the students, they knew Arabic. I said, al-ikhtilaf baynana wa baynahum fi kulli shayin hatta fil jima'. So we have difference of opinion with them on Shias, on everything. Even in husband-wife relationship, we say only front passage, this harami say front, back, anywhere you can find a passage, you just put rifle, you see. So that is haramis, pakka kafir they are. So remember, you Muslims who are jumping, that you must mention that Mamdani is a self-confessed Shia and Shias are non-Muslim. So whatever you think is your business, but that is our fatwa and that is what Islam teaches us. Israel settlers can't hide their West Bank violence just like they couldn't hide Gaza. Therefore, they are guilty of genocide. Whenever you speak to a Jutla or a Jutli or a Zionist, you must say, G-G. That G-G don't mean the G-Bai family, just make G-G. GG for the Jutlas means that Gaza genocide. They hate that word, you must remember that. So let's come here, you must remember, to the editorial and see. Before that, punishing Israel, rebuilding Gaza, courting Trump, Erdogan's plan for Turkey in Mid-East. At least he tried to do something. So punishing Israel, they said 36, 37 of them are guilty of genocide and they must be punished. Rebuilding Gaza, Trump wants he must be there with his army and so forth. So he also got his ideas, but everybody got a hidden agenda, you must remember that. So let us now go here to the editorial and see what they got there. Now they got the cartoon here, Haaretz cartoon. You see they got the Haredi community there. Now you know what is Haredi? Haredi is like how we got students in madrasas and how we got students in Darulum studying Quran, Sunnah. So these haramis, they got students, they study. You must remember the Torah, the Talmud, all that. But not they will love it. They want to stay away from conscription and army. So they got two shaitans here, one rabbi and one other guy. They say, I think we can die with this. What they mean we can die with this? Rather we go to prison or die, then go into the army of Israel. So that is how they go there. Haaretz editorial disqualify Justice Minister Levine's pick to head the detainee abuse leak investigation. The Attorney General must investigate Netanyahu's poison machine before it's too late. My favorite, Gideon Levy. This Israeli movie makes me nostalgic for the pre-Gaza war occupation. So, and then another Jutla writes, to end the cycle of bloodshed, Israel's liberals must break free from right-wing myths and so forth and so, you see. So, a lot of things they got there, you must remember this. So, let's give you three, four other interesting headlines and see. Do you know that now Julani, the Pakka Jew, also harami? So now America and Syria are building wonderful ties. He met Trump and is going to meet Trump again tomorrow, whatever it is. So now America is putting a military base there in Syria. You see, they're telling the world that no, we want peace between Syria and Israel. So we will be the good guys. Since when America are the good guys? You are the Pakka haramis. You murdered 1 million innocent people in Iraq. And you murdered 500,000 children there, you must remember. We will never forgive you, we will never forget, number one. Number two, because Russia was there in Syria under Bashar Assad and his father Hafiz Assad, and they had a big base in Tartus, if you know. So they want to marginalize Russia. But Putin is a smart guy. Putin is a champion in this. He's a real chess player in war. You see, nowadays, they're no more attacking Venezuela so much. Putin sent some army guys, sent one, two ships there, and told America, now if you're going to attack, we will give you such a terrible hiding and you won't know whether you're coming or going. So now he put a stop to that. So he, Putin, is winning over the Caribbean, he's winning over the South American countries and building his own bloc. That is besides BRICS and so forth. America is losing all credibility, and that is how Mamdani won. From every group, remember that people voted for him. The Jews, more than 30% voted for him. The Muslims voted for him. Christians voted for him. The Hispanics voted for him. The Haramis, who don't know their genders, also voted for him. So that is how he appealed to everybody, you see that. So anyway, and Saudi Arabia are busy putting up their mega stadiums there for 2034 World Cup. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud. Kama ahlakta ada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate this kafir Saudi Wahhabi Najdi regime. And you see, last is Friday, today is Sunday. So he, Abdullah Awad Juhani, he delivered the khutbah. Nothing at all of Palestine, nothing from Masjid al-Aqsa. Why? Because on the 18th of November, you must remember that what they're going to do, MBS will meet Trump there at the White House. You in America, in Washington. I've been there, so I know. So I went to the Saudi embassy also in Washington. So you know how we went to the White House, we went to United Nations. I went there to see what these haramis are doing. So you must remember that you must go there and protest. MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. And why are so many people in jail and so forth and so on. So you must mobilize and galvanize the people. Today is the what? What is the day today? 9th of November. So a big conference is taking place there in Makkah, Hajj conference. Many agents from South Africa are gone and many mufatiyas are gone. You don't understand mufatiyas? People who owe other people money and they don't want to pay them, like Sahuk. 48 million by their own admission. Hafiz Ismail Kulwadiya Damat Barakatuhum told me, yeah, that they got 12 bars, 12 million plus in the bank. And that is rokra, cash. And then 36 million in assets, properties and so forth. So we must tell them they have to pay. But now 5 of their guys are gone there to this conference, Samkhakom. Mufatiyas, they got no business to be there. They're not agents. But they must remember that they're also there. I'm asking the question. You 5 guys, you'll use your own money or you use Sahuk's money, the Haji's money and so forth. So answer. That's our challenge to you. Right off his body, let's fire up, inshallah.
Like Allah khairan for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, for the year 2026, in which month is Ramadan due to commence? And is it true that we're supposed to be preparing for Ramadan 6 months before?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Obviously, this is what is written in the calendar. We have to wait for the sighting of the moon, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, the most authentic compilations of hadith, you understood? So that is Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. He, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi. You start your fasting month, Ramadan, the 9th month, with the sighting of the moon. 29 days of Shaban, and then you sighted it, so then you start your fasting, etc. You didn't sight it, then 30 days Shaban, and then mashallah Ramadan. So remember, according to calendar, so we can't just take it for granted. We must check, look for the moon, scan the sky and so forth. So anyway, 17 February, Tuesday night will be first Taraweeh, and 18 February will be the first fast. But as I told you, we have to look for the new moon. When you study the life of the Salafi Salih, the pious predecessors, 6 months, we only got less than 3.5 months now, you must remember, for the month of Ramadan. So our pious people, so before, you know, and after Sahaba's time, all that, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, Awliya'ullah, and so forth, the special servants of Allah, the Ahlullah. So remember, 6 months before Ramadan, they used to beg Allah Jalla Wala, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, spare us for another wonderful month, spiritual uplifting, so we can be rejuvenated. We are weak, Ya Allah. So give us that Ramadan, give us victory in Ramadan. How you gave victory to Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Battle of Badr, 17th Ramadan on a Friday, the second year of the Hijrah. How you gave victory to Mustafa, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba, victory on the Saturday, 21st of Ramadan, the 8th year of the Hijrah, Fatih Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah. So these are the incidents we should know, and it will motivate, inspire us and generations to come, inshallah.
Of this, when it comes to inheritance, when do the siblings inherit?
Remember that this is a law. All you ulama, all you students, every Muslim, male, female, adult, child, whether you know Quran, you don't know Quran, remember this law is 100% across the board. The mayit ABC person passed away now. So when he or she passed away, we're speaking of Muslims now, obviously. So now in a case like that, then that mayit, that deceased biological father is alive. So that biological father is the hajib. He will deprive all the siblings of the deceased. So the brothers, sisters, so they all. So that son, that daughter, pre-deceased his or her father, so all the siblings are deprived, right? Or that deceased, you must remember, that has a son, biological son, not some adopted son and foster son and stepson, we don't speak about them. That your biological son you have, so you the mayit, male or female, mayit means a deceased person, so then that biological son will deprive all the siblings. Thus is, siblings means brothers, sisters of the deceased, so that is 100% across the board. So once the biological father is there, or the biological son is there, or both of them are there, so remember that the siblings must just say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. One is their brother passed away, or one is their father passed away, and make dua. Another, Inna lillahi, not getting anything. Yes, if that father or that son of the deceased, that they were close to their siblings or whatever, you know, the mayit siblings, while that person was alive. So now if that person there, so now they did mayit, he or she, they knew they got the father alive or son alive, so they made wasiya. Wasiya means to bequeath. So now for non-heirs, so these siblings, brothers, sisters are non-heirs. So in a case like that, if they bequeath, that is verbally in front of two male witnesses, or one male and two female witnesses, or they wrote it down and so forth, documentary evidence, then that will go to the brother, sister, as wasiya, what they bequeath, not as inheritance. And it must not exceed 1/3 of the net estate. So we need to understand these issues properly.
Is it permissible for the wife to cut her hair to please the husband?
MashaAllah, that we have the Muslim Woman magazine. Allah Jalla Wala reward our little sisters. They're doing a sterling job. Let me tell you that. I'm so happy, you know. I don't know how many years ago. Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, Allah's karam. Everything happens with the will and decree of Allah. What we can do? We good for nothing. We can't even control our sneezing, our coughing, our yawning. So they contacted me, I think it's 20 years or so, you see. Like how Hafiz Wadi contacted me 20 years ago and said, do some programs for us and so forth. That time Ansar didn't have, you must remember, that full-time broadcast. You know, Ramadan, Hajj, like that. So we used to do programs, Alhamdulillah. I never took a cent from them or from any radio station, you understand, unless I was working for them like CII, 17 years full. And now Markaz Sahaba, Allah reward the capital group. So in that way there, that we make some contribution with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So we got the Asma'ullah al-Husna, you see, and we started that with Allah's fazl, grace and mercy, the Muslim Woman. The new edition is out November, December 2025, and only 25 rand. Instead of buying chocolates and balloons and all that every day for your children and grandchildren and wasting money, buy this so you can learn something and buy extra copies, give your neighbors, give your friends, and give even non-Muslims also. So that is Allah reward them, mashallah. And then we have the Q&A there also. Then we have an article also, you see. So that is relevant. So now we heard about marriage. So that is why I gave you the introduction. So in there is written that husband-wife relationship, Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 2. I'll write it down you. All you listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and you Radio Al Ansar international listeners, write it down. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah. Ma, you're going to shout me again. Today also Ma sent me a message. Say you remember so many things, you can't remember this what I'm telling you. Ma shouts me, I say Alhamdulillah, I got my Ma, she shouts me. So Ma says, you must say which Supara, what we know, what chapter and verse. Nobody taught us that Ma second Supara. So everything two, Ma, so you don't get confused or your fuses don't get blown. So chapter 2, verse 2, and the second juice, the second supara. So we clear now? So I'm just reading the portion that is relevant. You, my sister, my daughter, you are in your menses. 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, your haiz, your napaki, your mahwari, in Urdu they say. So now you are sure you are clean. So it's first compulsory upon you that you must take a ghusl, you must take a bath, head to toe, right? Then Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 2, verse 2. فَإِذَا تَطَهَرْنَا that when you, the wives, you have taken your first ghusl, then you, the husbands, فَأَتُوهُنَّ then you must go to them, to your wives, مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ where Allah commanded you to go. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah loves those people who repent abundantly and profusely. We all are sinners. We keep on begging Allah, forgive us. Our vices, our sins make satari, ya satar. You are ghafar. Expunge it from our book of deeds, ya Rabbul Alameen. So Allah loves that. Wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. And those people, kathratul huruf tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. The more letters there are in the word, the greater the emphasis in the meaning. Those people who cleanse themselves. They cleanse themselves outwardly, inwardly, with their tongue, with their privates, everything, you see. In Afrikaans, our teachers used to teach us, today's world, majority people, beta blunk and banastunk. Beta blunk and banastunk. Today's world is out there. They keep on putting spray and lotion and does that. Today somebody sent me a message. My husband doesn't bath. He only baths once a week or twice a week. Now you tell me what's going to happen today. They're supposed to be Muslim. So remember that. Beta blunk banastunk. So now Quran is telling you, chapter 2, verse 2-3, where must you go to your wife? Nisa'ukum harthul lakum. Your wife is your tilt, is your plantation. Fa'atu harthakum. So you go to your tilt, the front passage only. So therefore we wrote there in the Q&A and article and that, anal, oral, business, sex, all that, all haram, not permissible. Now you ask me, my sister, my hubby says I must cut my hair and I must look beautiful. If you accept that and accede to his request, tomorrow he tells you oral, third day he tells you anal, then what you going to do in all these things? So all haram, all this business. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahih authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Ibn Majah, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'asiyat il khaliq. There is no obedience to any creations, whether it be our parents, whether it be our teachers, or whether it be our husband or the wife, whatever it is, which gender you are, when it leads to a sin against the creator. You see that? That's the golden maxim. People say, where the dalil and evidence of woman can cut the hair? Go open Jami-us-Saghir. Jami-us-Saghir, Allama Suyuti's book, wonderful, a great book it is. And I got a very good copy. I bought it, got it there in Riyadh, you know. So there, in 3 volumes. So anyway, you must remember that in there, it works alphabetically. First Alif or Hamza, Ba'ata, like that. And then when you come to noon, you get Naha. Naha Rasulullah, Naha Rasulullah, Naha Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the 100, 200 like that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited you women from cutting your hair. In the hadith, I gave you the reference. Two, when you cut your hair, who are you imitating? The kafirat, fahishat, the street ladies. Two, you are imitating the kuffar culture. Three, you're imitating the men. From the back, we look at you, so we don't know it's Eve or it's Steve. So what are you talking about it being permissible? All haram. If you're true Muslim, if you're true Muslim and Muslimah, go read Musnad al-Firdaus by Daylami. And there it is mentioned, you men, you must keep nice beard, you see, like mine is big beard, you see. So like that, so and you keep bigger one also is very good. And you women must keep long, long hair. If your hair doesn't grow like the African lady, that's forgiven. But as long as it's growing, you must leave it. Subhan, the malaika, the angels are making dua for you. Subhan man zayyan al-rijal bil-liha. Everlasting glory, Allah is for you. Beautify and make the husbands and the men more handsome. With their big, big beards, you see. One nisa abizawaib, and the women with their long, long hair and plaits. I gave you the reference, right? Story time, then you go for break. Many years ago, 20, 25, 30 years ago, we are there in Makkah, Umrah time, Hajj time. I can't remember exactly now. So this one brother used to like to come and ask me breakfast time, you know, questions. Sometimes he sit there and he drink tea, you know. So he had, you know, South Africans, they go for Hajj Umrah, then they keep a pencil type beard also, you know, the men, obviously. So one day he came, I see him, I look properly. I see Swaffan Swaffa, his old beard is gone. I said, bhai, what happened to your beard? He said, no, man, baby, you know, the wife is complaining. I say, what the wife is complaining? Say, no, the beard is poking her. That's the word he used. So I, when these kind of guys, they speak like that, then me, I'm to give them same damn answer. I said, only the beard is poking her. Nothing else is poking her. He ran away from there, you see that? So that is all shaitani business that. You must remember, nice story, Hafiz Wadi, let's go for a break.
We'll continue with the Q&A program after the break. Do remember, Q&A program every Sunday from 2 p.m. right until 4 p.m. Monday nights from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. And also in the mornings, there is also a Q&A program. But Mufti Sahib will tell us about that later on in the program. Allahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program, brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, taking an insulin, would that break your fast? Will it invalidate your fast?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Quickly, some important news. Let me give you nearly 1 million Filipinos, that's Philippines, right, will have to evacuate a super typhoon, Fung Wong, that's the name of the typhoon, approaches 1 million. So they are prone to this. Now listen to you about Mamdani. I tell you two things, very interesting. So Friday was the first Friday after his great landslide victory. We must rub it in for these Americans and Jutlas and APAC and all of them. Mamdani cites, I told you the Shia not Muslim, but I'm giving you the news. Mamdani cites Malcolm X during first Friday prayers, you see, after New York City mayoral win. So he was there in St. Juan or someplace like that, and he delivered the lecture and so forth. Now, Trump and his party, the felons, the criminals, the terrorists, the haramis, you must remember that. Wamei yuhinillahu. They're not coming to South Africa for the G20. Go to hell, America and your politicians. You're not even welcome here, Trump. You must remember, we don't want pedophiles here. We don't want rapists here. We don't want your corrupt regime. Listen carefully, all of you. Republicans, that's Trump's party, push to strip Zohran Mamdani of U.S. citizenship. Question, is it possible? You see, that they must have a Jew, they must have a chamcha, a sidekick, they must have somebody like that. So that is your American human rights. That is your freedom. That is your democracy. My brothers and sisters are there in America, in the hellhole Guantanamo Bay, for more than 20 years. Where's the due process? My sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, is there. She doesn't even know her mother passed away, you see that? So that is your American. You think America is Hollywood? Let me give you another two incidents. You must remember every 4 or 5 years, it is mandatory, compulsory, upon the 193 countries who are attached and affiliated to the United Nations, they must come and report regarding their human rights record. Israel obviously don't come. The Haramis, the biggest terrorists, the biggest war criminals, occupation is terrorism. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. A cursed nation, remember that. America, this time, they missed it first time. Why? They know what crimes they have committed in Gaza, what crimes they have committed in other countries, and so forth and so on. So we need to wake up and so forth and understand these things. Yesterday, mashallah, I had a wonderful, wonderful talk with my honorable ustad. I said, let me phone my ustad after Zohar and lunch, and then Hafiz Limalia, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, 45 minutes to spoke to him, gave him all the news, views, interviews of Heidelberg. Hafsa spent 23 years from 68 to 1990 there, you see. And many things Hafsa told me which I didn't know. So mashallah, you see, that we'll discuss it in tomorrow's report back, inshallah. This week, Friday, my brother Ahmad Abdi, also Hafizahullah from Somaliland, he phoned me, he said, this week, Friday, we organize in the new masjid, Masjid Khatib. When the person delivers the khutbah, the sermon, the Arabic khutbah, you call that khatib. So they want, we must come there and give some khatib business, some lecture, inshallah. Where is Masjid Khatib? He tell me somewhere there in Robert Shem. Me, I don't know. I just Raymar Sam. He come pick me up, we go there. Allah reward him. You mentioned something about the Q&A of his wadi. So remember, our program starts at 4 a.m. Like tomorrow, Allah reward Mawla Salim Kareem and his family, Hafizahullah. And Allah reward our Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota. He's here at 2 o'clock. Allah reward him and his family. So 4 o'clock, Mawla Salim will just make salam and so forth. Then the Adhan will go. Then 4:05, 4:06, 4:07, inshallah, I will be here downstairs. And then inshallah, we will do tafsir commentary of the Noble Quran, then news, views, interviews. Then by about 22 or so, 1 minute, 2 minutes this week, that way we'll finish up 22:05. And then remember, I read my sunnahs before we come down because time is in already, alhamdulillah. And then Muhammad Khan, my brother here, he comes here with his big posh, mashallah. And then now we're going there, Masjidul Muhajirin and Ansar. Maulana Muhammad Munshi, he reads wonderful Quran. I love it when he reads, you know. So mashallah, we read Tarawih behind him. In my last trip to South America, Bolivia, Santa Cruz, you see. So there namaz is 4:45. So therefore we go there. Then after salat, all that, we feed the birds, make one tawaf. You must walk, see Quran. See Quran of his wadi. You must teach the people this in your school and everything. Your parents must teach. Quran says, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. Yesterday I was telling my wife, you know, I go right around the house, yeah, make some zikr and all that, and we practice on what the Quran is saying. You see the munafiqeen, the people who say they Muslim but they don't read Fajr Salah, they munafiqs. Remember that Quran hadith is very clear on that. They pakka hypocrites. And the kafirin, fast asleep. Who's going to wake up 4 o'clock, 5, 4, 4:30, all day for Fajr Salat? So they want to sleep, but Quran says, nay, you must wake up. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. Allah is taking a qasam. Allah is taking an oath. In the morning time, when it breathes, you see that? Me and you won't understand these things because with our puny little brains. Chapter 81 and verse 18. So now in the 30th Suparama, 81 and 18. 81, Surah Takwir. And verse 18. So 81 and 18. You got it now? So there, when you go outside Fajr time, you take a walk. You smell all the fragrance, the natural air, because the kafirin and munafiqeen are fast asleep. They haven't polluted it as yet. When they wake up, all the pollution starts. You got it? That is miracle of Quran. Me and you, what we can understand of Quran and the miracles of Quran and so forth. Man swalla subha fawa fi zimmatillah. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. When you, the men, you read Fajr Salat with Jama'ah, then Allah will protect you. You, the women, you read Fajr Salat in your house on time, not 2, 3 minutes, 5 minutes before sunrise, and that you half an hour, 1 hour before sunrise, you're reading. So Allah will protect you, remember that. So that is what we must learn from Quran and Sunnah, mashallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A person is fasting tomorrow, a person can fast Thursday, and then they have to go for... I went to the doctor also yesterday, Dr. Rashid Ahmed, my connection, Dr. Rashid, you see, Dr. Arab Osman, that's how he goes, A-R-A-B, Arab Osman, you see. So Arab Ahmed Rashid, his father Abu Bakr, good man, he passed away. He used to go every year, every second year to Banwar. That's our village there in India. You see that? So then he used to go and Allah reward them. They did a lot of good work. So Ahmed Rashid, then Abu Bakr, his father, then Usman, grandfather, like that. So Arab Usman. So he wasn't there. So then Dr. Ahmed Badat was there. He just checked my pressure and all these things, you know. And sugar, and the doctors got all those stories also. He tell me, but I say, you don't worry, everything is fine, you see. So we must remember, we must be positive in life. Doctors will tell you a lot of stories, you don't worry about them too much. Just make this right. You must do what we feel is right. So anyway, you must remember, so the doctor now, he tell you he's going to give you injection whilst you're fasting. On your arm or on your buttocks, so your fast don't break. You got sugar problems every day, insulin does that, you have to poke that injection and so forth, so your fast don't break. Remember that. Your fast is valid with your insulin and with your, remember, your injections and so forth. So all acceptable. Allah make life easy. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Chapter 2, Surah 2 and verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah, third suparama. So that is that. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif and so forth. Ad-deenu yusrun, deen is easy. Don't make it so difficult, deen.
This person says that if my non-Muslim parents leave something for me, is it halal or permissible for me to take it?
The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, Tirmidhi, various compilations, and it's Sahih hadith. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yarithul muslimul kafir walal kafirul muslim. A Muslim person cannot inherit from a non-Muslim. Inheritance is something which Allah Himself has ordained and prescribed. It's not something that me and you can decide. Remember, no Muslim government, non-Muslim government, no Mufti, Grand Mufti, all that Muftias today, you got so many of them. Pehle te Mufti Masail ke batane wale, abbi he Mufti Mufke khane wale wale. So Iqbal said that. You know Iqbal? Allama Iqbal. So remember that. He said that in those days already. So people today use deen and make Sharia compliant, make halal logos, all that business falls in that category. So nevertheless, so that is enshrined in the Quran. These are the shares and you have to work by that. You can't do and change it how you want to and so forth. Why? Where do you find this? Go read Quran, chapter 4, Surah 4, the women, and verse number 7, Surah Nisa, 4th Supara. Nasibam mafruda. The shares of the heirs are already enshrined and they're already prescribed by Allah. So chapter 4 verse 7, okay? And then Allah says, فَرِيدَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. All the shares of the heirs are designated, appointed, ordained by Allah Himself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. He's all-knowing and all-wise. Chapter 4, verse number 11. So therefore, we need to wake up and understand this. So now, the non-Muslim, son, daughter, parents, brother, sister, nobody can inherit. So that is one side. Now in Islam, when the person passes away, first thing we do is burial, funeral expenses, the hearse, the grave, all those things there. It's 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, you know, today, rice per size, and inflation and what have you. Then the deaths of the deceased, the business debts, corporate debts, personal debts, all must be paid immediately. You don't pay, your father, mother don't go jannat. Hadith authentic in Musnad Ahmad. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tugza anhu. That person's soul will remain suspended and will not enter Jannah and Paradise until and unless the debts of the deceased are paid. Justice delayed, delayed is justice denied. Wasiyah is for non-heirs. You see, you can bequeath. In Newcastle, 20 years, my neighbor was a non-Muslim Hindu. Here, 25 years, that is coming to, inshallah. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. Neighbor is non-Muslim, you see. I was here when his father passed away, his mother passed away, all that. After a few days, then I go and offer condolences, sympathize. So you wait for 3-4 days like that. When everything is finished, then you go. So that is what you must do. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Muslim cannot inherit from a non-Muslim and a non-Muslim cannot inherit from a Muslim. Now, wasiyah. I'm growing up my world. I'm not going to do it, but example. So my neighbor or Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, I say give them 5,000, 10,000, all that. I as a Muslim say, wasiyah bequeath for a non-Muslim. Permissible or not? It's permissible. You must remember that. Then fourth one is the shares of the heirs. Now you, your father's name is Tom, Dick or Harry. Your mother's name is Mary. And you, your name is Abdullah. Your name is Amatullah. You Muslim. And your family member passed away. But they bequeath for you a share. So you must remember that. Not wasiyah, not inheritance. They bequeath it for you. So that is permissible. So we must know how the things work and so forth. More important than that, O son, O daughter, not that in months of daughters, other months abroad, one person dies in a buddle and money comes to you. More important, those of you who embrace Islam, every day cry to Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, Jalla wa Ala, my father, my mother, my siblings, the non-Muslims, give them hidayat, let them experience halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman. Wama adraka man Abu Huraira. Do you even know who's Abu Huraira? The greatest Shaykh al Hadith of this Ummah. 5,374 Ahadith. He used to be so hungry, I should show you the exact place. You must remember that way is to fall down out of hunger. And he was a student of the hostel there in Masjid Nabawi that they call Ashab Sufa. Plus minus their numbers used to fluctuate 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, like that. So that was how the hostel system came into Islam, you see. In Makkah was Dar-e Arqam, where Mount Safa is, so that was the first madrasa. But there you just go, the master Alayhi is teaching no hostel business. Yeah, poor, poor Sahabi and all of them. Sayyidina Huraira embraced Islam. And neither than their family, you see. So now I stay here. And he's hungry, he just collapses. He said, my brothers were busy in their farms and shops. But me, I was hungry for hadith. Every moment I want to learn, I want to learn, I want to learn. One day he comes to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, open Muslim Sharif and you will find, and go open the manaqib fadail, virtues of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu arda. Inshallah, on which date? Let me give you, inshallah, it's not far now. So 19th of November, 19th November, so Wednesday night we will be in Freyheit, inshallah. Yesterday morning, Fasihullah spoke to me. So the Masjid Abu Huraira, you see, Masjid Abu Huraira, Hafiz Salih and them are waiting for me, they say. So inshallah, we will be there at Freyheit. Then Friday, that is Wednesday night. Then Thursday, Zohar time, we'll be there in Hauser, inshallah. Zahir is working there, Zahir Musa, our connection. Then Thursday night, Hafiz Luqman will pick me up, and then we will go to Dundee, Hafiz Salim Dokrat and this. So there Thursday night in Dundee Masjid, inshallah. And then Jummah also there in Dundee Masjid. So inshallah, this week we'll tell our graphics team, they'll make the posters and so forth, you see. So Abu Huraira comes, he's crying, Ya Rasulallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira, why are you crying so much? He said, my mother, she used such words, Ya Rasulallah. Derogatory statements against you. I can't bear it. I can't tolerate it. Make dua for my mother, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua. He goes back. He wants to enter the house. She shouts from inside, Allah rislik ya Abu Huraira. Wait there. Don't enter. That I just took a ghusl. Your mothers and sisters, horse a sunnah. You are my mother's daughters, sisters, horse a sunnah. So when she opened the door, she says, I embrace Islam and I forgot to wear my khimar. I forgot to wear my scarf. Today the Muslim woman want to ask, must we wear scarf or not? Yeah, Abu Huraira's mother who just embraced Islam is saying, I forgot to wear my scarf. You see that? Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha says, then I didn't wear scarf. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Jibreel, why you took so long to come in the house? He said, your honorable spouse and wife, Sayyidat Khadija radiallahu anha, innaha kanat wa kanat. She was unique and exemplary. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. She didn't have a hair covered, so it didn't behove me to enter your hujra mubarakah, your mubarak house, ya Rasulullah, whilst the hair of Sayyidah Khadija is exposed. Go open Sirah Ibn Hisham and all of them and see Sirah of Ibn Ishaq, and that you will find the incident there. So don't think we give you fairy tales. Anything we tell you is from Quran Sharif, from Sunnah, from Sahaba, and author will give you the references. When she embraced Islam, he ran back to the Master alayhi salam, crying. Now what are you crying? He says, first time I cried out of sadness, ya Rasulullah. Now I cry for happiness, ya Rasulullah. Mokai shanasi, mardam shanasi. You must know on which occasion what to say. You must know who you are speaking to. He knows the Master alayhi salam is elated, delighted. Same time the dua got accepted. Now Abu Hurairah, eh kafir, she asks, eh mamdani, listen carefully. Abu Hurairah, Shaykhul Hadith, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, says, ya Rasulullah, now make another dua for me and my mother. What dua you want now? So I want this dua when my name is taken, then the true Muslim must have special affinity with me. When we're learning hadith, when we're teaching hadith, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim's hadith, An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sabatun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilluh. It's long hadith, I just read the first two lines. So Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu on his authority. So it is mentioned, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seven categories of people will be under the shade of Allah. Yea, in this hadith there is nothing about arsh and about the throne. Under the shade of Allah, you see. On that day when there will be no other shade and so forth. So we have that special love, that special affinity with him. That's a sign you're a Sunni. You're 100% Muslim, you see. And if you believe in Quran, Sharif, Sunnah, you love Sahaba, all of them. And you hate him, the Shias, I have the book. They wrote a whole book against Abu Hurairah. In Nakal Kufr, Kufr Nabashat, Nakul Kufri, Laysa Bi Kafirin, they say, Huwa Kazabun, he's a big liar, and this, Inna Lillahi Wa Inna Ilaihi Rajiun, and you want to come tell me the Muslim, Pakka Kafir there.
Do you have to cut the webs on the duck's feet before you slaughter the duck?
That's a web story. You see, people, they busy with their websites, so then they learn all funny things. For these jutlas, Allah Ta'ala made it haram. Why Allah made it haram? Quran tells you. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي زُفُورٍ. All these animals with got claws and paws, Allah made haram for jutlas. Because why? Jutlas are haramis. They are murderers. They killed and prophets and messengers. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, his beloved father, Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam, they martyred and murdered. The baby killers, putting 355 bullets through our daughter, Hind Rajab. We will never forgive and forget jutlas. I mentioned this because the Muslims today, they suffer from selective amnesia. They know Hollywood, they know Bollywood, they know Robin Hood, but the things they're supposed to remember, that they forget. Majority Muslims are there. Man khabla, you must remember that. Got an okay attitude. As long as we khana, peena, sona, pakhana, eating, drinking, sleeping, frequently, we're happy. That is not Islam. You must wake up from your slumber. So those are jutlas, that they were baby killers. They kill over 300,000-400,000 people there, you must remember, in Gaza al-Mubarakah. And still Hamas is standing. We stand with Hamas. What we have to worry about, America or the West and their war criminals, jutlas, haramis. Chapter number 6, Surah An'am, verse number 146. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. And upon the jutlas, the Jews. حَرَّمْنَا. We made it haram. Allah uses the royal pronoun, we, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. كُلَّ زِي سُفُورٌ. So all the these animals would got the claws and paws and so forth, not permissible. For you Muslim, all permissible like that. But the law, Musta, this is Quran, right? We finish now, chapter 6, verse 146. For us Muslims, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu mentioned the golden rule. Kullu zi nabim min asiba. These wild animals, that sharp canine teeth, they got their haram for you. The lion, the tiger, all these things, leopard, whatever you want to call, you see. So all that are haram, not permissible. And the birds, وَكُلُّ ذِي مِخَلَبٍ. All those birds, when they're flying, then they attack their prey with their claws, and then they're haram. Your vulture and all these type of things, you see that? So that is the law in Islam. Now you got the ducks, now you want to slaughter. You say, no, I must cut their feet. All that is jahalat, ignorance, is haram to do that in Islam. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, hadith in Abu Dawood, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Verily Allah has prescribed and ordained, you understand, on every creation, ihsan, fulfill your duty with beauty. You can't be using a blunt knife and all that. You can't be slaughtering one animal in front of another animal. Mustafa Rasulullah taught us all this more than 1400 years ago. Hukukul insan, the rights of human beings. These haramis, America and Israel, don't want to come and account for their human rights in United Nations. What does that tell you? Hukukul hayawan, the rights of animals. These haramis who speak about animal rights, they the first, and human rights, they the first one to promote abortion. Islam says abortion is murder. And animal rights, then what you speak? So they say stunning. All your halal organizations in Africa, so in the whole world, America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, your people's halal certificates, Malaysia, Indonesia, is not worth the paper on which is written. Stunning is haram, is torture, remember that. So this capitalist, secularist, and that they do it, why? They want to sacrifice and slaughter the maximum amount of animals in minimum time. But what Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا, that when you slaughter, when you're going to cut an animal, slaughter an animal, sacrifice an animal, do good unto the animal. You cutting all the web feet and all, is that haram? It is. It torture that. You just make Bismillah, Allah Akbar, and you cut, you slaughter the throat and all that, and that is Islam. You see that? Or don't follow Jahil people and so forth. Our whole deen is based on beauty. So fulfill your duty with beauty and eat halal and tayyiba. Yesterday, so many people sent me message. That lady, your name is going around, Nasreen Khan or something. If you are listening, I don't know who you are. But if you are listening or somebody knows her, tell her to contact me, 071-888-1184. This is the message going around, right? And I believe it because I got no confidence in any halal organization in the world. Let me be very clear on that. It's all scholars for dollars business, this thing. Now, they say, you sitting in your house. We won't mention anybody's name, that in these companies and that. So you then send them a message. You contacted them, ABC, send me this biscuit, send me this chicken, send me this, send me this, send me this. But now they don't have it in stock. But the one you contacted is so-called halal. You see that? They've got the halal logo. So you sitting in your house, you don't know from which branch it is coming. So then when they don't have in stock, they send it to another, they contact their other branch, which is haram, right? And then they supply to you. Now you under the impression that it's coming from that branch, which is so-called halal. But in the meantime, they ran short because of weekend or whatever, and not from ABC branch, it came from XYZ branch, which is haram. But you eating it. So what are you going to say now? So that lady, that's very good if you're taking them up. We want to support you. I want all the facts, and then we'll name them, shame them, and nail them. That is our job, to defend Islam, remember. Not today. You shame me, you curse me, I got no problem. But when you mess around with Islam, you mess around with Sahaba, you mess around with our Sharia, then we will take you on, inshallah. Let's go for a break after.
Khairan to Mufti Sai, we continue after this.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.